see 10 o'clock is gone, so it's time to start. Welcome, and there's meeting up front again this week, which Doug and Nethel had more sad news this last week with the passing of Doug's stepdad. So, and he'd been living in Rest Haven, and he was suddenly taken ill and died the next day. So that was a double shock for the Stevenson family, and so we've let Doug and Ethel be with their family this week to be supported and to support them as well. I know that a number of you will have already known that and have been praying for them as well. So I encourage you to continue in your prayers for them. So today we've been doing over the weeks coming up to Christmas, lighting the various candles, the Advent candles, and today we're going to continue doing that. Now, I haven't asked any children today, but Cynthia, do you want to help light the candle today? Now, I'll light the first two, because there's the candle of joy, candle of preparation that we've already lit. Now you can light one of these ones around here. Just pull it back to you. Yep, just pull it back to you. Yep. Right, today's candle is representing love. It's the candle of love. And the verses that go with that candle are as follows. The angels announced the good news of the Saviour. In Luke 2, verse 10, we find these words. I bring you good news that cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. In 1 John chapter 4 it says, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent us his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and has sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So as we come towards Christmas, we remember the reason that Jesus came. That's because he loved us and does love us. And we'll sing in response to that, joy to the world. So. It's good to have music anyway.
Yes.
We haven't lost this video.
Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of life. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to come and worship you this morning, Lord. We thank you for the gift of freedom to worship in this country, Lord of glory. We thank you, Lord, that we see all your awesome goodness, Lord, around us, Lord. We thank you for the rains this past week and for the signs of more to come. We remember those who are still waiting for the rain in other parts of the country. May they not give up hope, Lord, because, Lord, you will deliver at your time. Lord, you are a Lord of all seasons, and your timing is always perfect. Lord, we continue to pray for the Stevenson's family at this sad time. Lord, you are a God who never forsakes us, whatever the circumstances. Lord, we have seen your goodness and mercy around us in all sorts of circumstances, Lord, and nothing is too big for you, Lord of glory. May they find comfort in you, Lord. May all the emotional, financial, and even physical support that is needed at this time, Lord, be available. May we as a community, Lord, as even our church, Lord, be of help to them. And Lord, may we uphold them in prayer. As the Christmas season approaches, Lord, we realize that some families feel stretched financially and even emotionally. Lord, we know that this sometimes can escalate to serious tensions in families. We pray that the true meaning of Christmas, of joy, new birth, peace, and even hope, will prevail and that help will come where it is needed. May they realize that everything, however little or small, it is in our eyes, Lord. It's so big and satisfying in your eyes, Father. We continue to pray for this country, Lord, both locally and nationally, as new laws are being passed and changes come into place. Lord, we pray that peace will prevail among your people, that there will be mutual agreements for the sake of all. We continue to give leaders wisdom that comes from you alone, so that your name, Lord, be exalted in this nation. We pray, Lord, for this church and all people who attend here, Lord of glory. We pray for growth spiritually, Lord. May we continue to hunger for your word, Father. May we continue to shine out in our homes, workplaces, and even neighborhood, and touch many more people with our radiant love. Be with us today, Lord, as we continue to seek you more, Father. Lord, we also remember that, Father, at sometimes we fail you, Lord. Sometimes we do things that don't please you, Father. And we pray that, Father, you shall forgive us, Lord. May your grace, Lord, give us the will, Lord, to always seek you first, Lord, and to always know that the good and the evil, Lord, and to separate them, Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Catherine. We have a few notices today. The main one is that next week there is only one service, and it's going to be on in the evening down at the sports complex starting at 8 o'clock. And the Rays will be, have a large part to play in that. We've got chapel services coming up this afternoon, and instead of doing three, which we used to do, they've rearranged it, and we're starting at Rest Haven at 2:15 and then Parat at 3 o'clock. So if you're able to join us for that, that would be really appreciated. And for those of us who are leading that. Has anybody got any feedback on how the Women's Fellowship coffee evening met the other night? Wants to share anything? Sprung it on people, but anybody want to say? Did it happen?
And there was a very good attendance, and it was very great way. A lot of ones from the community, some from Otago Valley. Great night.
Good.
If you weren't there, you missed it.
Well, it's sort of, I'm the wrong gender, so. I'm always interested to hear how it is. Thank you. Right. Doug wanted us to see this little video to remind us about what's happening next weekend. So, Joe. Birthdays and celebrations, have we had any this last week? Anybody wants to admit to?
Celine's
had a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
She's down the back of
Leanne. Oh, right, yeah, I was just thinking. Disappeared?
No, not the flavour this morning.
Right, Celine. Well, we've got something restocked here for you.
She's having a little soup snooze.
Right. I'll leave it with you here.
Okay, I'll fix up the surprise
here. Right. No other birthdays or celebrations? Perhaps we'll sing the celebration song then. May God bless you, Celine, for the rest of the year coming. God bless you. Right. Yes, Liv?
Say, Hazel's got a celebration.
Oh.
Graduated my Bachelor of Nursing and also passed the state final, so I'm now ready to go.
Congratulations, yes. And you can take some of that song we just sang. celebration there. And yes. Yeah. Thanks, Fiona. Those sort of have the results of those exams and things.